It's positive and encouraging.
And it's only on K-Love.
Here's Laura Daniels.
In Indianapolis, Indiana, John Williamson has founded Food Rescue.
Laura, we pick up food from food establishments that was intended to be thrown out, but it's perfectly good to eat, and we deliver them to people in need at different food pantries around the country.
So why did you decide to start Food Rescue?
My wife read to me an article about freegans, and I was actually unemployed at the time, but freegans are people who get food out of the trash can, but they're not homeless. But it bugged me. The article that was read to me about freegans, again, when they were just people who were not homeless, who basically has decided to pick up food as a protest against the 27% of food that goes to waste in our country.
I see.
And that seemed like an injustice to me. It seemed like that food ought to go to people in need. God's Word tells us in Isaiah to loose the chains of injustice and share your food with the hungry. And that's precisely what we're trying to do with Food Rescue, by putting the foods in the hand of people in need. And sometimes we just don't know what to do about it. And this is such an entry-level way to dip your toe in the water and take your family and explain to your children that there is injustice in the world, and that God's called us to demonstrate His goodness, that He is a good God. And the injustice that we experience here in America is nothing compared to what it is in the world. At least the people here that are facing injustice have a place to go, like a food bank.
And how'd you get the ball rolling?
I just happened to visit a local restaurant, which was one of them. It was Panera Bread. And they gave us one day for my family and I to pick up and deliver to a local food bank here. And it has just grown to the point where I've started my own not-for-profit organization called Food Rescue. I'm enlisting chapter presidents around the country to just model what we've done here in Indianapolis. And I think here in Indianapolis we're up to about $500,000 retail. And then the rest of the total comes around just from the rest of the 10 chapter presidents around the country.
And what are some of the other chapter areas?
We have chapter presidents in Greenville, South Carolina, Arlington, Texas, Naples, New York, Norfolk, Virginia, Reston, Virginia, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Muncie, Indiana, Charlotte, North Carolina, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Greenwood, Indiana, and then, of course, where it all started here in Indianapolis.
And how did those people in those different cities become interested in what it is that you're doing there in Indianapolis?
As this began to grow in Indianapolis, the one feedback that I received always was how silly it was and how obvious it was that we ought to be doing this as the body of Christ. So I began to do some emailing to different churches, also ran some ads on Craigslist. And I would probably say 70% of my chapter presidents have come from Craigslist. The grass fire is just spreading.
That's wonderful. And obviously the food banks see you coming.
You know, the interesting part about it, Laura, is I have a very good partner here in Indianapolis where the food bank is actually up at 10 o'clock, and we are dealing with perishable food here. You do have to find a local food bank that can help you deal with preserving perishable food, like bread. And, you know, with Little Caesars, we pick up 7,200 pizzas a year from just one location. But it does have to be frozen, and you do have to have someone there to receive it. And some of my chapter presidents will tell their volunteers that they need to bag this bread, you know, as part of their service, is just to go buy some Ziploc baggies and take it to the food bank, whereas my food bank that I use actually bags it themselves. So, and we have about 300 volunteers around the country now in just 8 months. Some of my drivers in Arlington, Texas are from India. They're Indian and they've become Christians, and they are just appalled at what they pick up to take to these food banks.
Well, it sounds to me like the issue isn't that there's not enough food, but perhaps a shortage of manpower.
There is more food out there than there will ever be volunteers to go pick it up. And one of the reasons why Food Rescue has grown, and I didn't really know it, it was more of an accident, but I just thought to myself, you know, I don't want my volunteers to quit. I want to set up a system where no one will ever stop doing this. So I have a policy that no one can serve more than once a month. The only way to make it grow is to actually go tell other people, hey, can you believe this? This food's being thrown out? And then that's the way that I get my volunteers a lot of times, is the verbal communication and email and all that from just all the people that are serving.
If you're interested in becoming a volunteer for the Food Rescue Ministry, go to foodrescue.net. John and all the volunteers would love to have you. For K-Love, I'm Laura Daniels.